Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And it's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. One of the things is something that you've heard us talk about on the show before and that you might have heard more and more about, and that's this crowdfunding phenomenon that's going on right now. Some of you may have heard about it, you've read about it, and you might even be wondering about it if it's for you. Well, there's two kinds of crowdfunding. One is where you just basically ask for donations. And for example, if you're an artist and you've got your work up online, your band, you got your music online, something like that. And you tell people you're a starving artist. And if you like my work, if you'll donate $25, then I'll make sure you get a T-shirt, or I'll send you a depending on how much you donate, you'll get a copy of our new CD when it comes out, or something like that. And so a lot of people, believe it or not, a lot of these artist types are raising money. They're actually doing this, and they're getting up money to capitalize their activity to be able to fund their work. And so, I mean, that's the free market. I have no problem with that at all. I mean, benefactors have been helping starving artists. I mean, Michelangelo didn't have a real job. He was the benefactor. His benefactor was the Pope. I've forgotten which one it was. So I don't have a problem with any of that. That's fine. It's just gone high tech. But the other kind of crowdfunding is where the people who are putting the money in are not making a donation, but they're in their mind investing in a business. They're putting money into a business, and the person receiving the money, the company, the entity receiving the money, is expecting that money to come in a business transaction. They're soliciting this money in the form of a business transaction. Could be a loan, but more than likely it's in the form of an equity exchange where capital is invested, money is invested in the business, and some kind of equity is given back, some kind of share, stocks, warrants, or something are given back to the investor. And this is the security side of crowdfunding. And I think that there's some, the issues that are going on right now are, in order to be able to do this legally, to be able to, as you know, since 1933, 1934, there've been some very, when the Securities Acts of 33 and 34 were passed, there have been very strict, very hard-clad rules about how somebody could go out and solicit money for investments from people that you don't know, primarily from people you don't know. If you go out and get Uncle Jim or Uncle Bill or Aunt Sally to invest in your business, or a neighbor or something like somebody you know, that's a different situation. But if you go out into the marketplace and you solicit investment from people in general, then that's a whole other thing. That's a whole ironclad body of law that's there that's been pretty darn successful for about 80, 90 years. And so that's what's happening right now is crowdfunding is up against this change, these changes that are having to be made, these adjustments that are having to be made, primarily in the tech, in the Securities Acts of 33 and 34. And with regard to how to allow you to have multiple investors and for you to solicit people that you don't know and not get yourself thrown in jail. Trust me, plenty of people have run afoul of those laws without you know, before crowdfunding, and they wind up in jail, and they didn't mean to. They didn't know they were doing anything wrong. They thought they were just selling real estate. They didn't realize they packaged it into an investment product, and now it became part of the securities law, and they wind up in jail. So when I come back, I'm going to talk about the possibilities of crowdfunding for you. Is it the right thing for you?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.